Mr. Patrice Emery Lumumba was eliminated. So that in 1963, in the month of May, when 32 heads of states and government assembled in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, there were several speeches, but three speeches stand out.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
You are welcome to today's morning spray. Wake up, Africa. Your girl Aduke Ade is right here on the MIC this morning on today's Wake Up Call.
Today, Wonyo, Aduke Ade,
Sonunko,
Sana, Aduke Ade.
Wake up, it's the morning wake up call on Juju 3 FM. Do not forget, this is the first and only Pan-African Radio, and we set out to do something rebranding African entertainment. Your girl at the candy right here on Juju 3 FM. Don't you change that dial.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Of course, it is the first and only truly Pan-African media house. If you are just joining us, it is at no other place. Please go to the website www.dudusprit.com. And of course, as you reach there, what will you do for yourself? Download the radio. This now the radio will be say go carry you go across Africa. Improve your language, improve your cultural sense, show you the world as it should be seen with the lens of the African. It's your girl, Aduke Ade, and our day here, they do and they talk calm, like Olodumare saying, does she really matter? Let me walk in lane, it me walk away, it me walk more, it me to walk to Boton, and yet in the walls on Nuku Salam Aleikum. Anytime we are done, they this studio, we be saying, I do this free. You don't know, say, the matter way day, now the Gidiba, and it be the wake up call. Where we say make you wake up. Many thanks to everybody where they support us. If you see for studios today, we get them for green, blue, red, everything. We have laser lighting, Benny. For nighttime, the studio is always beautiful. Welcome to the wake up call, and we thank everybody. Starting from the people where they watch us, where they listen to us, where they follow us, bomba to vendor. Now, because of you, we day here, we say thank you so much. And do not forget, as we are thanking you, do not forget to subscribe, to make comment, to like, and show us some love. Thank you so much. And as we go today, they come with something where we say, oh, let it care. Do you know that when they are actually disturbing your mindset with LGBTQ, disturbing your mindset on top of Africa with religious and every other thing where they use the barrels, there's something you need to wake up to. As a biologist and, of course, an enthusiast about xenotransplantation, all those people where they did bioengineering and biotechnology lab, say, okay, this girl know it, she they talk. As an enthusiast of the Ntabawi Fogbol Ogbongbo, where we say they carry something, come on from something to somewhere. I am showing you something. They are bringing it and they are actually proud of it. And that one now, the organ harvesting, where they happen. Dagan, you know, say now the wake up call. As you are just there doing all these things, let me show you. So that you know, go be like, say, Aduke Ade. I just get him out to touch too much, but I know they show, waiting I suppose show you. So right now on top the world, it's not actually on top Africa. the only grace, the only blessing you give yourself, now say make you spoil your Oroburuku told Terry, he ensure you spoil your organ before they get to you. Oletike, Olagbara ni, eje ma fi on yin. Benny, copyright of the content goes to the owner. Now, so we they do, and we know they just they take without telling them thank you. We thank them, but Billy.
Transplant.
Benny, as the thing they try to they load, they are begin this transplanting of
the House
organs.
Barely approving a defense policy bill known as the National Defense Authorization Act today. In a normal world, this passes with widespread bipartisan support. But today, it barely squeaked by and did so mostly along party lines after Republicans loaded it with divisive amendments on restricting abortion access, eliminating diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and staff from the Pentagon.
So as they do their own, maybe say they stop them, they do them for Obodo Oyinbo them side. There are other things you need to consider today, and that is the bill that is allowing them to actually transplant your organ. So they are not the only one in this. So no other organs will be said if you transplant. They will transplant for your body. They know I'm more. So right now, people can actually walk into a clinic. I don't want to spoil their market, so I'll show you. I'll show you the clinic. So, Obodo Oyinbo people now, and I feel we can't enter any clinic. So, beginning with the bone marrow transplant to the whole of face transplant, do you feel even come out to your hand now? Say you don't want to make it. Say now another hand you won't take. Hand transplant, the heart transplant, which has actually been in the forefront of this whole thing. Kidney transplant, all those people where they jack go Malaysia. Okay. They go no. Hey, no come out to the year round. Kidney transplant, even if you come out the whole larynx and trachea, so all those people don't smoke, finish. They don't spoil their own trachea and their larynx. They feel come out time for another person. Okay. Liver transplant, they dear. They hear this one. Living donor transplant. Bagan. Living donor transplant. You they hear them? Let it get. You not go hear the wake up call today. A donor that is alive, they can actually come out the organ. Living donor transplant, it don't day, and you can actually walk into these facilities to get it done. Lung transplant day, the pancreas transplant day, and then this one, the pediatric transplant, we say get to do with our pikin then. We have transplant center, and this is the latest they are bringing. So as they're actually doing their best to, you know, kind of make you to be thinking of LGBTQ, make you to be thinking of this one versus that, make you to be thinking of all those things. They actually, you know, they have actually permutated it to it is. Just Google it. Transplant centers a day across Obodo Oyinbo. So a living, you say I'm transplant center day across Obodo Oyinbo. As you come they look at Majoki Adekunle think, say, she will not go wake up, I be you no go wake up. It is either you've awoken from your sleep and your slumber, because these people won't be anyone you could see shere ninu nkan. So this is one of the clinics. Copyright of the content goes to them. I will not show their name so that their business will not spoil.
Planted Mayo consistently across all three campuses, scores in the highest group in the country. With our experience, we commonly take on high-risk cases that may have been turned down at other programs. It doesn't mean you have to have a high-risk case to come here. We do a lot of straightforward transplants as well, but the surgery.
So you see, they have a technology, latest technology that can help them track you, you know, like know which one is functional, which organ is still good, and the one, in fact, your physiology. And there's something we call this organ rejection, to reduce organ rejection. Somebody did, we for body now. Hey. Okay. Where do you need to wake up? And it's the fact that the government on the continent of Africa may be silent about this, but the reality is Africans are victims of this transplant. So there is a donor and there is a recipient. Majorly, Africans are donors, either by crook, by force, or by even not knowing Mumu is in enter the bege. And that is why you need to wake up. This is the first and only truly Pan-African Media House. And don't forget, it is okay to wear your dashiki, rambo, bagbada, and every of your traditional attire on a Monday. That is why you should begin to think outside the box so that you will not become a victim of the circumstances where the don't carry give you. And if you they look at you, they think am, you go the one that say, where do they get all this? Hey, but before we do, where do they get them? I think it is normal and it is okay. You understand the do. What is actually this organ transplant? Organ transplant is a medical procedure that can actually happen in any medical facility. The year-round. So, where you see somebody whose organ is failing or damaged, they will come give them another one. The donor and the recipient, they might be in the same location or in different locations. The organ may be a whole or part of an organ. So, they abuse it to save so many people's lives. But where do you have to come in as an African? Obodo Oyinbo them, they tell you, say, it is okay to donate your organ. But after you finish the donation, what happens? Where do they get the organs from? You will be shocked at what is happening in this world. The black market is active and alive, and somehow it is called black market. The market where the blacks are sold daily. And I'm going to take you to one of the black markets as we are wrapping up, short and sweet as always. Yes, this is one of the black markets in the world where migrants are sold as slaves. And it is in Libya. They actually put human beings on stage and auction them as property. This is in Tripoli. Men, they will go under the armor in the space of minutes. Men, plural, several people are being sold. Migrants are being sold as slaves. Will you keep quiet today? Will I keep quiet today? The ball is in our court, but we don't have courts on the continent of Africa. This is the reality of our people who are being sold on daily basis. And not just there, across Europe, chains, human beings are in chains. This is the reality. Yes, that's the sound though, where they are auctioning human beings. And the beauty is, the most unfortunate part of this whole incident is, we have Nigerians, part of them, Africans, part of them. And here we are today, still asking ourselves. The issue of slavery began with Africans being sold as a properties, maybe in exchange for drinks, for cocktails, in exchange for so many things. Now, our organs are being harvested. The black market is alive. Afro-pessimism, that is when you think you cannot do it. This is a series that we'll be showing you. Now we have brought to you the huge market as they are distracting us with the LGBTQ, they are distracting us with the religious war, with the dissensions and transgressions. They are actually planning on how to harvest the organ of our people who would live as a result of unrest, war, and crimes occurring on the continent of Africa. If you love Africa today like I do, if you're intoxicated about Africa today like I do, I would say, please go to our website, download the radio, dudespray.com. Please do not forget to comment, to like, to donate, to support us. You will be glad you did, because we are on course to rebranding the African entertainment. Thank you all. That is all I got to say. A very big thank you. And then do not forget, Africa must wake up. It's a wake-up call. And your girl, Ajoke Ade, continues. Please keep listening, keep watching, keep sharing. And we would build Africa one step at a time. Don't forget, once a week, pay. And Tobanika Mabo, Unla Oni Deba, just the same as share anything. Ami no Yarobi. Anything where they fall for you, it they fall for us. In the words, Sonoko Salam Aleikum, it's me, Ajoke. I mean, on your money, you're a little fair, Ajoke. Emma, we pay. Tinu ten in oni. Omo Yoruba ni mi, Yoruba ni ran mi, Yoruba lesin mi, Yoruba lasa mi, Yoruba ni de mi, Yoruba ni se mi, ati paapaa julo emi ni Ogo Adulawo. Olorun Idu to spiritual kale rabade si ilu Washington aki gbogbo awon baba wa to se alagba teru wa e le darapo mo wa yin na le se alagba teru wa. Slavery, it is life. That means support us, you be glad you did. Wake up Africa, it's your girl Ajoke. I know say professor still they talk and make a hear with the prof talk as we do. Waka waka they go. Professor they follow us talk something on top Dudu Spirit Radio. The message continues, the tune continues, the beat continues, and it is the sound of Africa. Egba.
It's called the Rainbow Nation. Mandela had his honeymoon. Then came Governor Mbeki, or Thabo Mbeki, the son of Governor Mbeki. Then came Jacob Zuma.
This is Dudu Spirit FM, an African radio.
You are welcome to today's morning spree.
Kukuru. Wake up, Africa. Your girl Ajoke Ade is right here on the MIC this morning on today's Wake Up Call.
Ndewo,
Ajoke Ade,
Sonoko, Sana, Ajoke Ade.
Wake up, it's the morning's wake up call on Dudu Spirit FM. Do not forget, this is the first and only Pan-African radio, and we set out to do something rebranding African entertainment. Your girl at the day right here on Dudu Spirit FM. Don't you change that dial.
This is Dudu Spirit FM, an African radio.